but as promised, we are joined right now by a center for the Utah Jazz. He is a two-time Defensive Player of the Year, a three-time All-Defensive First-Team player. He helped Utah to a 19-2 record over the past 21 games by averaging 17 points, 16 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 2 assists during that span. He leads the NBA for the third straight season in screen assists with 7.7 per game. He is second in the league in field goal percentage, second in the league in rebounds per game, 34 double-doubles this season. And Utah is at home against Houston this evening. Rudy Gobert is my guest. Rudy, it is so nice to have you on. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk about the amazing season you're having and how good your team is, but I need to start with the passing of Kobe Bryant. What was your reaction, Rudy, when you heard that terrible news yesterday?
I mean, it was a shock. You know, I think for all of us, we just found out right after practice and, you know, we couldn't believe it. You know, there was a big silence, and we was trying to figure out if the news were real, and you know, we found out a few minutes later that they were. So it was just a tough moment. You know, it makes you take everything into perspective. You know, but his legacy and the impact he had, we'd be there forever.
Rudy Gobert is joining us. In fact, in terms of perspective, you tweeted yesterday, quote, "Enjoy every single day, people. We are always too worried about things that are actually not that important. Life is precious. You never know when it's going to end," end quote. So personally, how are you going about processing all of this?
About what? Sorry.
How are you processing this? How are you handling this?
I mean, like I said, you know, it makes you think. It makes you think a lot, and I also lost one of my friends a week ago in a car accident. So it's like, you know, you see people, and all of a sudden the next day they're just not here anymore, and you know, and you can do everything right. You know, you can eat right, you can, you know, invest your money and do all these things, and you know, and have a car accident or have someone hitting you, or you know, you just never know in life. So it's, you know, it's all about enjoying, you know, the little things every day, and you know, and surround yourself with the people that, you know, make you better every day.
Such a great message. Rudy Gobert is joining us. So Rudy, you're coming off a win over the Mavericks on Saturday where you had 22 points, 17 rebounds, and 5 blocks. You've had some really, really good games in your career. Where does that one rank, especially when you consider all the clutch moments that you had late in that game?
I really like the fact that, you know, we won the game. That's the main thing. You know, we didn't play our best game, but we stick together, and you know, we were about to make plays down the stretch defensively and offensively. I think it was one of our, you know, most exciting wins of this season for sure.
Rudy, one of the moments was that block on DeLon Wright's layup in the final 30 seconds that really was incredible. It was unreal because even more than that, it was the build-up to the block because you made sure that Luka did not drive. Then you made sure that Wright didn't take a three. And then you recovered to reject the layup. So what was going through your head on that entire sequence? And then how good did it feel to hear the crowd respond the way they did, chanting your name and showing you all that love?
I mean, the mindset was ready to get a stop, you know, and we were down two, so it's not like, you know, we're down three and we just don't want to give up a three. We just didn't want them to score, and, you know, we knew that they were going to go to Luka, obviously, so try to get the ball out of his hands and then, just see what they do and try to adapt. And, you know, I was able to make a play after getting beat off the dribble, and you know, and then after that, we made the free throws and won the game. So it was it's kind of like our mindset, you know, is to not give up, and you know, and when it matters, you know, which is at the, you know, the last minute and the last few minutes of the game, I feel like our awareness and our focus is really increased, and that's why we've been so good at the end of games.
We're talking to Rudy Gobert. Now, I know you're focused on winning, and you've been doing a whole lot of that lately, going 19-2, as I mentioned, in the last 21. But your teammates are reminding everybody that you belong in the All-Star game. Your coach, Quinn Snyder, said, when it comes to the All-Star game, quote, to be honest, to me, it's one of those things that's just self-evident, end quote. I understand that you're not focused on that, but what would it mean to you to go to the All-Star game this year?
I mean, obviously, it would mean a lot. And, you know, just because it's something that, you know, when you play basketball and when you come into the league as a kid, it's one of the things that, you know, I told myself I wanted to be. I told myself I wanted to be one of the best players in this league, and I wanted to win championships, you know. And when we play the way we've been playing as a team, it's great to have guys that can, you know, represent our team in that kind of event, for sure.
Rudy Gobert joining me for a few more moments. You grew up roughly 90 minutes northeast of Paris. So what was life like for you growing up? You just touched on that, but what was it like growing up, and then what's it like now when you go home as an NBA star?
I mean, what was it like growing up? I mean, I really love, you know, where I grew up. I grew up with my mom, and, you know, I obviously had very humble beginnings, but, you know, I think that's the reason I am who I am today. You know, I really, you know, enjoy every day as they come, and I really, you know, enjoy the little things. Like we talked about earlier, you know, it's all about giving everything you have for, you know, for the people around you. And you know, for me, that's why I'm so competitive. You know, I just enjoy going out there with my teammates and you know, and try to win, because it's, you know, it's really what makes you feel alive, you know, when you do those things.
Rudy Gobert, my guest. All right, final point then. To that point, you and the rest of the team have been rolling, and it seems like from the outside, I'm not there, of course, but from the outside looking in, it seems like there's something really unique or special about this group. How would you describe the chemistry of this team and what makes it special?
I mean, I think it's really like we really love each other. You know, outside the court, you can tell that, you know, we just enjoy being around each other, and you know, and we have guys that are just competitors, you know, guys that just want to win more than anything. And when you have that kind of mindset and everyone is willing, you know, to sacrifice a little bit for the others and to make the others better, it makes, you know, it just raises the team to another level, and with the great coaching staff and, you know, and the work that we've been able to put in every day, with a group of guys like that care about winning, you know, you just feel like you're getting better and better every month. And that's pretty much what we've been doing this year.
Utah's at home against Houston tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. They have won 19 of their last 21. He is a two-time Defensive Player of the Year, a three-time All-Defensive First-Teamer. He has been playing lights out and absolutely should be an All-Star this year, Rudy Gobert. My guest, Rudy, I know it's a difficult time and a tough time to do an interview. I really appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day, Rudy. Thank you. Rudy Gobert, Utah Jazz. Definitely an All-Star, no doubt in my mind. And a star. Hard to imagine that back in the day that this was somebody who was actually overlooked. Like on the way up, was actually overlooked. Not anymore, and has not been for quite some time.